Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 9th of September. Hyatt Hotels Corporation has announced that a Hyatt affiliate has entered into 6 management and franchise agreements for hotels in Europe across the Unbound Collection by Hyatt, JDV by Hyatt, Hyatt Centric, and Hyatt Regency brands. The announcement builds on Hyatt's growth strategy to expand its brand portfolio in Europe by the end of 2023. The 6 new agreements are expected to increase a hotel group's brand presence in Italy, Germany, France, Spain, and Switzerland. The Tribute Hotel in Rome is expected to join the JDV by Hyatt brand, making a long-awaited milestone in Hyatt's growth strategy, the introduction of the Hyatt brand to Rome. The JDV by Hyatt brand is also expected to debut its first hotel in Bordeaux, a city rich in architectural and cultural heritage, with highlights including its harbour, Port de la Lune, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. A Hyatt affiliate has entered into a franchise agreement with Alboran Hotels and Hospitality for a JDV by Hyatt hotel, which is expected to open in 2022. As the Delta variant surges, nearly 65% of frequent flyers report that a vaccine passport would increase their confidence in the safety of air travel, according to a new report. While 90% of frequent flyers are either fully or partially vaccinated against the virus, nearly 1 in 10 frequent flyers refuse to get vaccinated. The survey was conducted using the Frequent Flyer database, which includes more than 200,000 opt-in frequent flyers across the United States. Nearly 65% of survey participants are more than 60 years old, placing them in an at-risk category for severe illness from COVID-19. In this year's report, 36% of respondents said they have not travelled since January 2020, but the appetite for travel is increasing. Nearly 70% of respondents said they have plans to travel by plane in the next 6 months, with 72% of those travelers planning personal trips. In cruise news, on the high seas, Oceania Cruises restarted global cruise operations with Marina sailing from Copenhagen, Denmark. That sailing was the line's first in 524 days. Carnival Cruise Line announced additional ship restarts for November 2021 and beyond. 8 Carnival ships have already resumed guest operations, with more returning to sea in September and October. On the river cruise side, American Cruise Line's new 175-passenger American Melody began cruising the Mississippi River on a 22-day voyage from Natchez, Mississippi to St. Paul, Minneapolis. Crystal River Cruises restarted voyages as Crystal Revel, sailing from Wilshofen, Germany, on a 7-night Danube River itinerary. In addition, Crystal Debussy sailed on a 7-night Rhine itinerary from Basel, Switzerland. Given current travel restrictions in Canada, Lindblad Expeditions revised 3 departures of its October 2021 British Columbia and San Juan Islands voyage and will now instead offer an American wilderness experience in Puget Sound, the San Juan Islands, and Northern Washington in the Salish Sea. Emirates has partnered with Hollywood actor Chris Hemsworth in a campaign that illustrates the ultra-futuristic themes and incredible experiences in store at Expo 2020 Dubai when it opens its doors to the world on the 1st of October. Conceptualized and filmed pre-COVID in time for the original opening date of Expo 2020 Dubai, the ad aims to convey the energizing spirit of innovation, creativity, and the drive to create a better future, all key themes of the global event. In the ad, Hemsworth transports viewers from the iconic beaches of Dubai and through its awe-inspiring skyline to the Expo 2020 Dubai site, bringing to life the event's flagship mobility, sustainability, and opportunity pavilions, as well as providing a glimpse into the excitement and celebration that awaits at the participating country pavilions. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.